Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Hey guys, it's me, Julianne Hartman, and I'm so excited that we're all here today, joined together again for another week of awesome teaching. And I tend to be a little tough, so that's why I'm calling it the Julianne Hartman's Boot Camp, Healing Boot Camp. I'm telling you something, God is just so good, and this is going to be awesome, and I hope you guys really enjoy it because it is going to be good. So I really am so glad that you guys tune in every day, and I'll tell you why. Yes, I can pray for you. Nikki can pray for you. Nicole can pray for you. Herman and Raquel, and the list can go down. The list can go on. But really, you listening to these teachings is what's going to heal you. Because it's because faith comes by hearing. And you're hearing the word. And you're hearing it through another source. You know, someone else's interpretation. Someone else's revelation. Someone else's mouth that's speaking those words. And sometimes, man, that light bulb just goes ding. And you're like, okay, I got it. Like I told you guys last week, I was sitting in my kitchen making some food, and Andrew just said, you've already got everything that you, I was listening to him on my iPad, and he said, you've already got what you need for healing. You already have it. So there's no sense in you trying to go find it every single day. And I'm like, what? You mean I already have it? Like, I've got it? Like, I already have it? What? And that really set me on a whole other path. And so that's really important that you guys are here and you're listening, because that is what's going to set your life free from all of this junk. I'm telling you, I hate it. I know you do too. And I know you're sick of it, because I know what it was like to be sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? The first thing I want to talk about today is having different people pray for you. And it's really important that you do watch who's praying for you, because unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have bad doctrine. And I ran up against this when I was sick, because I was just letting anybody pray for me. And so I would hear some prayers would be, God, heal her someday. And some prayers would be, if it's your will. And that, I mean, back then, I agreed with it because I didn't know any different, right? This is in 2008, when I just didn't really know. But because there is so much bad doctrine out there, let's face it, come on. I hear it because I'm talking with people all the time, and I'm hearing what they're believing, and I'm hearing that their church is teaching this. They're teaching punishment. They're teaching, you know, if it is God's will. They're teaching that, that you're being tested and all these things. Well, that was not settling right with me. Well, at first it was. And I was so condemned and so confused about everything, because I thought it was my fault and I had to keep repenting every day for all the things that I did. And it was just a work, a constant work. Aren't you tired of working every day for healing? Because that's what was happening to me. And so that's why I'm so thankful when I heard Andrew say, you already got it. Like, you don't need any more. So anyway, that's one thing that I wrote this here. I said, never let anyone through their own bad doctrine give an opportunity to deny the word of God. Because the word of God does not say that, well, okay, he does say healing is his will. But most people that don't know the will of God are going to say that, thinking that it's might be or it might not be. So that's why you've got to know the word of God, so you don't want anybody to deny the word, the truthful word, the word, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. So even when you get a bad report, this kind of falls in that same thing. You're either going to agree with what God said, or you're going to agree what they say. Now, I'm not saying that you deny what there's, that let's say it's a bad report. You're denying the report. You're taking it right away and you're saying, no, by his stripes, I am healed. And I want to talk about that too, because I have something that I want to share with you on that. First, I want to go to Isaiah 53:4 that says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten by God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Okay? It says, by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes you are healed. You know what's very interesting about this? It doesn't say anything about faith. You know, everybody's trying to say that I don't have enough faith. You know, I've got shipwrecked faith. I don't have enough faith. I've got this, I've got that, all these things that I don't have and I need more of, right? Well, right here it says that in my Bible, it says that by his stripes, us were healed. Not by faith at this point. Now, we know now that faith is what we use to agree with this, right? Because if we don't have faith, faith is trusting God, period. Faith is trusting God. So do you trust him? You know what? You could say no. You could say sometimes. You could say, you know, most of the time, right? So how do we get you to know I trust him all the time? And believe me, there's many reasons why maybe you don't trust. And one reason why is because you just don't know him. So that could very well be. So if you're listening for the first time and maybe you got sick and someone was saying, oh my gosh, you need to hear these healing journeys because they're talking about healing and you're sick. And, you know, I'd love for you to hear this. And you've not accepted Christ as your savior. You'd be thinking, well, what does this all mean? Right? So if you want to be, if you want Jesus to be the Lord of your life, which I don't know why you wouldn't. He's awesome and amazing. And my life, I would be dead today. I know it for sure. I would not be among the living today had it not been for Jesus. And I mean that. I am not just saying that to give him props today. I know it for sure. So that's why I want you to make sure that you know if you have said the prayer of faith, meaning that have you said the prayer of salvation, that you have received salvation. Because when you say that and when you receive that in your heart, guess what? Salvation is also healing. That's why I can say that you already have it. Because when you said yes to Jesus was the day that you received the provision for healing in your body. You just didn't know it. So that's why we go searching all over to try to find it, right? And that's what I did. I told a little bit about that last time. I went everywhere trying to find my healing. It was through this doctor, that doctor, this health, you know, nutritionist, this, you know, that one, internet, WebMD, you name it. And everybody was trying to give me a different diagnosis. And I am telling you here today, there's one physician, there's one doctor that will heal you with no side effects, right? Because there are side effects to everything. There's no side effects to the healing of Jesus Christ, right? So just know that by his stripes, you are healed. You know that, because it doesn't take someone to be in the room with you when you say, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. That's all it is. That is it. I mean, I know that some of us are thinking, wow, that's so easy. That's like nothing. No, that's it. Lord, I'm asking you to come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. That's it. And guess what? Boom. That's now who is taken over in your heart. Your spirit that was you is now dead. And it's the spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's the spirit of Jesus now on the inside of you. That's all it is. I used to go like, what does it take? What does it mean? I want, you know, what do I have to do to be saved? Nothing. Just accept Christ into your heart. That's it. That's all he wants. Because if you don't know him, you won't have him be, you won't ask him to come into your heart. You won't ask him to be the Lord of your life, because right now you're the Lord of your life. And the devil's the Lord of your life only because it's darkness. It says that when there is no light, there is darkness. So that's why if you don't, the light is Christ, the darkness is not Christ, is no Christ, right? So that's why we got to make sure that we know. So you know now that you are a born again child of the Most High God, the living God, Jesus. You are loved. Instantly that love just whoosh comes in on the inside of you. And just that love alone, my gosh, if that doesn't clear out any sickness and disease, anything in any bad thing in your blood or in your body, I don't know what else would, because that's all you need. It is amazing how awesome the power of the Holy Spirit that comes on the inside of you is so powerful. And that's why, so a lot of people have all these different ways of like, well, you know, it's like, okay, so I got saved and I understand that I'm healed, but don't I have to do all these things to get healed or to stay healed? You know what? You really don't. I think that people have taken the confessing and the declaring and all that stuff way too far. People are saying that you would do that because you're trying to get God to move. That's not true. You're confessing and declaring and speaking over yourself to get you to move. It's to bring life on the inside of you. Listen, God doesn't need you confessing his word for him to go, oh, you know, Julianne asked about 50 times today. Yeah, I think it's time. That's not how it works. Your confessing and declaring is for you. And I found that out. That's why in my healing journey, the testimony that a lot of you saw, and if you have not seen it yet, please go to awmi.net and go to healing journeys, and you're going to see all of our healing journeys there. But I was walking down my halls and I was speaking the word to my body. I was speaking the word to my body because my body was out of control. And I knew in my heart that the power of God was on the inside of me. I just couldn't get it to start affecting my body on the outside with all the weird symptoms that I had. It was so annoying. But I love the fact that I realized, I said, okay, body, we've got to get you into submission. So that's what I did. Now, what I'm telling you is not for you to go now and start screaming at your body for 20 hours a day. You know, this is, I know that when we're sick, sometimes we're so desperate and we just want that one thing that someone says for me to do, because in our minds, it's all about the doing and not just the being, right? We're looking at what do I need to do? Because listen, that's what we say. What do I need to do to be healed? I hear this all the time. So getting back to what I did was I literally spoke over my body and I'm still doing it today. You know, Proverbs 18:21 says that life and death are in the power of your tongue. So I learned at that point, well, I can speak life over myself, or I can speak death over myself, or I can speak life over myself and death over the symptoms. That's how I took it. And the reason that I say that is because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is alive on the inside of you, quickening your mortal body, right? That power now that lives on the inside of you is the voice that's speaking to those symptoms. The voice of Julianne Hartman has no power at all. I mean, I might tell my dog what to do, right? And my dog will listen, or my kids when they were little, you know, or even my husband. I could tell him, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? And they'll listen. But this was, that's just me because they know me. But this is different. This is the power of the Holy Spirit that you can access in your body to speak to those symptoms and tell those symptoms that they must die in Jesus' name. You know, when Jesus cursed that fig tree, the fig tree died at the root. Why can't we curse the fig tree of our sickness, the root of our sickness? We can. But here's the catch. If you don't see the manifestation happen, meaning like the tree doesn't die right away and your feelings are still there, then it does not mean that you're not healed. You've got to get that straight, because we're going based on feeling. And I get it. I totally get it. That was me too. I wanted to feel healed before I could say I was healed. And that is not the, that's not the word. We have got to stop trying to feel and just be. We cannot base it on if I, it's like I speak to a symptom and I'm like, okay, is my hand shaking anymore? Is my hand shaking? Because if my hand is shaking, that means I'm still sick and it didn't work. All right, nope, my hand's shaking, it didn't work. And now I'm gonna go at it again for the next 20 hours. You see, we gotta be careful of this work mentality of, I've gotta work it to get results. You know, it's like in the gym, we do no pain, no gain. You know, I call this healing boot camp. That means a workout, right? Well, right now the boot camp means it's gonna be tough, but it's gonna be perfect for you. And we're gonna get you in shape, in good spiritual shape. And so I love working out, my favorite thing to do. And so I love boot camps, they're fun. And they're not scary, so you're not gonna be scared right now. We're just gonna keep pouring truth in you because that's who you are. That's what you deserve. Do you know that you deserve to be free? Do you know that you deserve, I don't care what doctrine you've learned or what anybody has said, you are free. You are a free man, a free woman, a free child. You are free. Even your animals are free because you can right now tell your animals, speak life over your animals. We're doing that right now with my daughter Carly's dog, Happy. He's only 10 months old and he started limping and the doctors told him that up in the bone where the femur sits, where the in the pelvic bone, in that area, or the hip bone, sorry, that there's a little piece that's dead, that the bone died, right? And so if they said, if we don't remove it for $2,000, the whole body is gonna become diseased and he'll die. So we're like, no. She has dominion over that animal because Genesis 1:26 says that we have dominion over the earth, over all the earth, over the birds of the air, fish of the sea, over anything that creeps, over all the earth. Well, that dog creeps and that dog is on this earth. So we have dominion over that. So she is speaking over that bone. And every time she looks at that bone, she tells it to die. Well, we weren't seeing any results because he was in so much pain. They were giving him pain medication. So she said, you know what? After the third day, she said, I'm stopping this pain medication. This poor dog is like passing out. He's only like 4 pounds. He's so cute. But anyway, she stopped giving the medication and it's been three days now. No medication, no more limping. He's not limping. Now, can she go get her x-ray and find out if it got healed? Yes, she can. But we're gonna stand on what we know to be true. And we say that we have dominion over that dog. So can you say that over your animal? Absolutely. Why not? Start with your animal. I actually prayed over a horse that lives on the corner property of our street. And that horse, they were gonna put down because she couldn't, she was so heavy that her bones were going through her hooves and she was in so much pain she couldn't walk. So they wanted to shoot her and at some point and put her to sleep. And so I said to the owner told me that and I said, hey, will you let me come in? Because I always feed her carrots every day outside of the area that she lives in. I said, can I come in and pray with your horse? And she said, sure, why not? So I went in there one day and her and I had it out. And I told her, because she is a very stubborn horse. She's a very spoiled horse, by the way. So, but she, her head was low and she was so sad and she never ever puts her head like on my shoulder, and she did. I just spoke in her ear and I told her, I said, you are going to get up and start walking. I am speaking to you right now and I'm declaring healing over your body right now in Jesus' name. Do you know that it wasn't even a week later that one day, and so I wasn't able to see her much because she was in the way back and they had like some nets and stuff, so I couldn't see her. Anyway, one day I'm walking to do on my prayer walk that I do every morning, and I look at her and we meet eyes and she's way across the thing, and I said, Miss Jen, I want you to walk to me right now. And she looked at me and she took one step and she took another step. and another one. And then she started walking. And I'm like, come on, girl, you got it. You're healed. Oh, by the way, that week before she actually walked to me, every time I would walk by, which was every day, up and back, I'd say, Miss Jem, you're healed. Miss Jem, you're healed. By Jesus' stripes, you're healed. Miss Jem, you're healed. I would yell that to her every day, right? So this day comes now, and she takes another step. And then she starts walking to me faster and faster and faster. I've got it on video. It was so awesome. And that was actually a year ago this month. And it was so exciting. But anyway, you can speak to your animals. Go for it. Why not? Right? You got nothing to lose. Do it. Try it out. It'll work. So let's go back to talking to your body and speaking life over it. Listen, if Proverbs 18:21 says to that life and death are in the power of your tongue, why not speak life over your body? Why not? Why not say, you know what? I am healed. You know, whatever it is. Skin, you are beautiful. You're not full of rashes and cancer. Cancer, you must die on my skin right now in Jesus' name. And I would take your finger and put it on the cancer, wherever it is or whatever it might be, and say, I command you to die in my body right now. The root of it to die right now in Jesus' name. That's exactly what I did. Whether I was feeling pain in my back, pain all over my body, these terrible headaches I would get, really bad lower back pain, pain in my legs, couldn't swallow because I couldn't get anything down my stomach. I would speak to my stomach. There was, numbness in my body, numbness in my hands, my feet, my legs, my arms, heart palpitating, like you name it. Because I realized that it wasn't me. You see, that was the difference, was when if you start doing that and it's just your own strength, that's why you're tired. That's why you're exhausted, because you're like expanding every ounce of energy that you have on this, because you said, that's what's going to do it. I have to say this. I've got to do that. I've got to say this. I've got to say it like this. I can't say it like that. I got to do it like Julianne did. I got to yell at it. I got to do. Let all that go. If you were Jesus and you were coming to you to heal you, what would you say? I've never seen anywhere in the Bible where Jesus went on, you know, on prayers that were this long and went on for days. No, I don't think you have either if you've read the Bible. So let's not do something that Jesus didn't do. Let's don't let us, our human mortal egos, get in the way and try to do all these fancy prayers with all these big words that really does not do anything anyway. I mean, it might, I can't say that. Might work for you. Didn't work for me. I had every fancy person praying for me for, half hour, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. Didn't work for me. But when I started telling, when the Holy Spirit in me rose up, you know, that same power that raised Christ from the dead, rose up and said, body, you will submit to me now, because this is the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm speaking to you and I'm telling you to stop whatever. Stop hurting. Stop tingling. Stop pulsating with pain. Stop it now in the name of Jesus. And that's what I would do. So again, this is not 20, 30 minutes worth. And are you going to see results right away? That's not my business. I don't know. But I know, I'm telling you what worked for me. And I know because it's written in the Word. Why did Jesus show us that fig tree? Why did he say that when he spoke to that fig tree and it died, but they didn't see the death on the tree because it had died at the root? Why did he let us see that? So that's my revelation of it. You take whatever revelation that you have, but just make sure that it's not vain prayers or whatever, just words that mean nothing. Again, most of the time they mean nothing. And I hear every single person that texts me, that sends me a message on Facebook, everybody, I am so tired of yelling at my body of speaking to my body, of speaking life over my body. Well, I feel this way. What else are you going to do? Is it easier for you to complain about your body? Or would it be easier for you to say, you know what? I curse this cancer on my hand, on my skin, in Jesus' name, instead of, oh my God, this hurts so bad. I can't stand the way it looks. It looks horrible. Oh my God, it hurts and all that. You can say all that, but I believe you're going to stay where you're at. Because I think that you at least speaking life-giving words, the word of God into your body will show much more results than you speaking death over yourself every time you feel something. And listen, it's awful to be sick. It's horrible. And do you think for one second that Jesus is sitting there with like his phone, with a clock on his phone saying, well, it's not time yet for Julianne to be healed? No way. He is not sitting there with your date in his mind of when you'll be healed. You know why? Because he did it 2,000 years ago. He took that sickness and that disease on your body. That's the revelation. He took it all. Does he love you every second of the day? Absolutely. There's not one minute that's going by that he's not thinking about you. He loves you. Hear the passion in my voice. He loves you. I love you. I care about you. It's the only reason why I'm doing this. Honestly, I run 5 businesses. It's not like I'm trying to find things to do. I'm not making money by this. And nobody else is that's speaking. Everybody is just wanting to see people that are sick get healed. I don't care if you need to have a leg grow out, if you're missing a hand, whatever it is, let's all speak to that. Let's all believe that what was done 2,000 years ago is still current today. Let's believe that with all of our heart. I love Luke 8:50. Do not be afraid, only believe. Do not be afraid, only believe. That is like my scripture that you just can't even, I love that scripture and I say it 50,000 times a day because I love it so much. It is so good. And you know what? I know that there's doctrines out there that talk about, you know, with going back to the bad doctrines of, you know, God is testing you. Oh, I can't even tell you how I have to refrain from punching somebody out at that moment when they say that God is punishing you or he's testing you, any of that stuff. It's just so awful. Anyway, 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be to God who always, I'm going to emphasize always, leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses his fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So let's just stop there. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And why is that? Because it's already been done. 2,000 years ago, it was done. It was done on the cross. We don't have to do anything else to try to go get it. It's already been done. Do you hear this over and over? It's already been done. It's already been done for you. I promise you, it's already been done. I am just so thankful that we have that kind of knowledge. And if you don't, please go to these scriptures and read them and get them into your heart because that is life to you. They are sharper than a two-edged sword. Trust me, these are the things that will go in and pierce into the marrow of your soul, into your heart and change things. It is awesome. And another way that I want to show you why you have that authority is where's that scripture? Oh, yeah, your healing was already paid for. I printed it out, so I don't have the scripture. Oh, wait, this is it. It's got to be it. Oh, wait, here it is. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Right? I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Matthew 28:18.
That is it. Okay, I don't know why I did that. I put it in the wrong order. Yes. Isn't that the coolest thing ever? He does not leave you. And so this is another way to let you see what you have on the inside of you. You didn't know this, did you? If the day that you do go be with Jesus, the day you decide, not the day the sickness and disease decides, but the day you decide, they're going to do an autopsy on your heart, and they're going to see the place where Jesus is dwelling. John 14:12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go be with my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Did he leave anything out? Keep going. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you a helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. And 19:20-21, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more, right? That's Jesus talking to his disciples. But you will see me. That's you, because you've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. But you will see me, because I live, you also live. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Come on. That is such good news. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live. You will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Oh, he who keeps my commandments and who, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. This is the best news that you could hear today. The best news ever, right? Oh my God, it's so awesome. So when I say that you can speak to your body and tell your body, no, 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 body, you're out of control. But you can speak to your body. You can tell your body what it needs to do. Your body is a little bit out of control right now. Because why? Because it's listening to the voice of pain. It's listening to the devil. It's listening to lies. And you can't listen to the lies anymore. You've got to replace it with truth, with the word, with love. That's Jesus. That's the Father. That's love. Replace it with his word. That word is life-giving to you. And it kills sickness and disease. It does. I swear to you, I promise. I'm not the only one that has said this. I know there's been hundreds of years before me where people were saying the same thing, but I promise you from my own experience that this is truth. And you know something? Oh boy. Just know this one more time. Faith is agreeing with God. That's all it is. Don't let faith teachers try to talk you into you don't have enough faith. All right? That's not true. If you are in Christ, you were given the faith. You're given the God faith that you need on the inside of you. Now you just have to believe it so you can speak to it now and accept it and allow that healing that was done for you 2,000 years ago to literally penetrate your heart and so that you will be set free. There are lies and there's truth. And I think by now you know which ones are lies and which ones are truth. And if you don't, please go to the word. I hold this up because these are my notes, but this is the word typed out. I have too many things on my desk. I couldn't get everything on here. But you know the truth. And if you don't, go to the word and find the truth. That way, when those fiery darts start trying to come at you, those thoughts, right? Those negative thoughts try to come at you, you go, oh, wait a minute. I know that's a lie. That is not truth. That is a lie. And so I am recognizing it, and I'm going to take it like 2 Corinthians 10:4 said, and I'm going to cast it down. I'm going to kill it with the word of God, because you, lie, are a liar and you're from the pit of hell, and I will not accept your death into the life that lives on the inside of me anymore. You are dead. That's what Julianne would say. This is boot camp, right? Listen, this is every truth that I know. This is every truth that I know. We are not sitting here as sitting ducks trying to get healed anymore. You are the great goose, right? You've got the great healer on the inside of you. You've got the great physician. You've got everything you need in that little body of yours, in that heart of yours. And I know sometimes we think that we, because of the mistakes that we've made and the things that we've done and the people's lives, maybe we've, you know, mistreated or whatever. How can that be? Well, you know what? Stop trying to remember your sin, because Jesus already said, I will remember your sin no more. So stop bringing it up. Stop talking about it. Stop. Again, you can confess your mistakes, or you can confess the word that's going to heal your body, the word that's going to bring life into your body and literally disintegrate and kill anything that should not be in there. That's what's going to do it. And I just pray that everybody here today has an open mind and an open heart to hear this. Because it is truth. It is the truth that I know. It's the truth that the Lord revealed to me. It doesn't mean that it's just for me. You know, when I got sick, I think I told you guys last time, I worked out 6 hours a day, 6 days a week for many years. Well, I started blaming myself for my sickness. And so let me ask you a question. How do you plan on getting healed when you're sitting there stabbing yourself in the chest every day because you think you brought it on yourself? Probably not going to happen, right? How are you going to get healed from something that you just keep blaming yourself for? You've got to be very careful about what you're saying to yourself, because you're either going to speak, again, Proverbs 18:21, you're either going to speak life or you're going to speak death. And I am praying that you start speaking life over yourself. And don't do it as a routine. Don't do it as something that, oh my God, if I don't say this today 100 times, I'm not going to get healed. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying to speak life over yourself and to speak healing over yourself. To speak to your body and tell your body it can't respond anymore. I have a little story. This is kind of interesting. So it was Saturday. I don't know what, I was like eating something and I felt like, I got like something on my tongue was hurting. I don't even know what it was. You know, sometimes I bite my tongue when I'm like chewing gum or something, or, you know, something dumb like that, or food, right? And so I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, next day. So that was Saturday. So by Saturday night, this thing is like really hurting. So I go look in the mirror. I've got my magnifying mirror and I look at my tongue and there's like this sore on it. Like, it's almost like it wasn't like a cut, like I bit it. It was like a sore of some type. I don't even know. But I'm like, ew, well, that'll go away. It's happened before, you know, years ago, whatever. They always go away. Well, Sunday morning I wake up and it's still there and it's really painful. Now it's to the point that I can't even really hardly talk. To talk really hurt, and to eat was out of the question. I did, and my husband was like, hey, let's eat this, let's eat that. I'm like, no. But what's so interesting about me was I didn't do anything about it. I just was like, oh, it'll go away. Well, finally, Sunday night, I'm like, I went in the mirror and I said, you blister, you sore, whatever you are, put my finger on it. I said, I curse you to die right now in the name of Jesus. Don't you ever come back and don't you give me another minute of pain. You are dead to me. You are dead to my tongue. I give no life to you. And I cut out the source from where you just came from. And I speak death over you right now in Jesus' name. And tongue, you are perfect. And you help me every day speak perfect words and able to swallow my food and all of that. And you know what? I realized, I'm like, this is so dumb. I didn't even speak to my tongue. I sat there for 2 days and allowed pain in my mouth to the point where I wasn't even able to eat. And I was very quiet. My husband kept saying, why are you so quiet? Why are you so quiet? Me, right? The I'm not mad, I'm just passionate girl is not speaking because my tongue hurt so bad. That's funny. Anyway, I woke up yesterday morning, gone. Now, it's still there, but the pain left. And I woke up this morning and now it's gone. So that was Monday, the pain left. Tuesday, now the actual evidence of it left. That's the Julianne Hartman story. Take it if you want, leave it if you want. Speaking of leaving, I'm going to end it here. I'm so excited that you guys are here, that you were here with me today. I hope you got a lot out of this. Please don't make a work out of speaking to your body, but do make it out of love for your body, of telling your body how much you're loved. Just reading this, my gosh, just reading John 14:12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Just reading all of that, if that doesn't just make a difference in your day, your night, your week, your month, your year, I don't know what won't or what will. So thank you guys so much. We're going to pray now. So I want you to put your hand on whatever part of your body, or maybe it's your whole body, right? So you're just holding on to your whole body where you're feeling sickness. And we're going to pray right now for everyone. All right? Leave your prayer requests after we're done praying, and I will get to all of you. All right? Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Father, that your word says, by his stripes we were healed, and we are then, we are now, and we're not going back. And we stand on your word. We stand on your promises. They are true. They are not lies. They are complete truth, and we tell the lies to go. So I speak to everyone's body right now and I say, you are healed. I curse your symptoms right now in Jesus' name, every single one of them. And I want you to yell it out loud where you are right now, what symptom you are cursing. I curse this right now in Jesus' name. You get out of my body. You get out of my mind. You get out of my thoughts. You get out of my life. You're not allowed here anymore. You're a liar and I will not listen to the liar anymore. He is the father of lies. That is the devil. And I do not live my life by the devil, but I live my life by Jesus Christ, the one that came to bring me life, the one that already defeated the devil, the one that took the keys to death, the one that lives in my body right now. And because of that, I am healed. I thank you, Father, for that. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father. Just praise him right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we can come to your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise every single day, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that somebody right now has something wrong with your throat. I'm laying my hand on my throat to speak to yours. Throat, in the name of Jesus, I curse anything that was diagnosed over you right now in Jesus' name, and I say you are healed. I think it's a thyroid issue. But thyroid, you are healed right now in Jesus' name. I speak death over any kind of sickness in that throat in the name of Jesus. And we speak death to the coronavirus. We speak death to any of its symptoms right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that hospitals will be emptying out because coronavirus could not stand up to the healing power of Jesus Christ. And I thank you guys so much. You are awesome and amazing. I love you, and I will see you back next week. Don't forget our lineup. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by his stripes, we are healed." God bless you.